Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, I'm broadcasting now.
We're live. There we go.
Oh, the clock has struck 10 o'clock UK time, 11 o'clock in Europe and other places. We'll see where people are joining us from. My name is Robin. Welcome, everyone. This and Clark, you should be with me.
Yep, I'm here. Hello.
Hello, hello. We've just started broadcasting and attendees are arriving. Welcome, everyone. And many of your names are familiar from recent webinars we've done. And the usual is please get familiar with the chat box function and just stick in your name and the city or country or both where you're joining us from. And we'd like to just get an understanding of, like, Catherine from Paris. Hello.
I'll even put myself.
Anastasia from Copenhagen. May from Singapore. Welcome.
London. Cyprus. Hello. Marlene from Cyprus.
Wales. Doreen from Singapore. Stefan from Geneva. Wow.
All over.
Keep it coming. Great. Thank you. And if you've just joined us, I see a few more people arriving. We're just practicing the use of the chat box. If you could just put your name and where you're dialing in from, where you're joining us from. And thanks for joining us. Today, I have Clark with me, Clark Friedrichs, very experienced CTR faculty member and professional coach. And Clark's going to give us some kind of his tips and approach to discovery sessions. So we're really excited and looking forward to this, Clark.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Welcome, everybody.
So we're going to get a... Let me click over onto the next slide. And we want to know who's with us. Now, in the past, we've used a poll feature, and I'd like to just try and use the chat box. So what we'd like to know here about who's with us, just give us a sense in the chat box, just very quickly, where are you in your training? Still in training, finished 6 months ago, a year ago? We just want to kind of get a feel for where you are in your coaching journey. Are you still training? So, yeah, still in training, about to do balance in this coming weekend. Welcome.
Oh, fantastic. Perfect. Finished 6 months ago, Stephanie.
Finished.
Process next weekend from Catherine. In certification, finished core curriculum.
Finished core a year ago. Just about to start certification. So a real mix already. People still in training at the beginning of core, people a year out of core curriculum, people in certification. Great. So Clark, a great mix there of where they are in their coaching journey. And this session is going to be relevant to everyone, right?
Absolutely. That's what I intended it to be not only a chat about discovery sessions, but a demo of a way to do a discovery session, a way that I do discovery sessions that will hopefully inspire and open some doors for some new ideas for everyone, no matter where you are in your coaching journey.
And Clark, just a question popped into my head. I mean, you've been doing this a long time. How is your approach to discovery sessions, has it changed radically? Have you tried lots of different ways?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's changed many, many times, and it's in a new evolution now. And so the first one I went through the courses, I just took the materials from the CTI manual, the questionnaire, and used their questions, and I started out that way. And that was the beginning. And I did that for about a year, and then realized that the questions didn't apply anymore to me. And I revised the questions, and I kept tweaking my approach to working with new clients. And recently, I've been exploring more about neuroscience and how to include that and bring that into my coaching. And so my new questionnaire is tailored toward reaching into all different aspects of the person and really seeing how their brain operates and getting that kind of awareness. Yeah. And a new approach that I'm going to be starting soon is to bring a little bit back from the past, bring a little bit of the neuroscience, and bring a little bit of spirituality. So it's always evolving.
Fantastic. That sounds exciting. Okay, well, hope to hear more about that through this presentation. So just a quick one. I see a bunch of more people have just joined us. We're just kicking off. We're using the chat box feature. Tell us where you're joining us from, which country, which city. And we want to know what level of training you're at in the coactive journey. So if you want to catch up, just throw it in the chat box, please. So Clark and I are going to do quick introductions. Clark, I mean, you already started. Can you tell us a bit more about your background and experience?
Yeah. So my name is Clark Friedrichs, and I'm American, but I live in Barcelona. I've been here for 17 or so years. It may be a new nation. They made a declaration of independence last night, so we'll see what happens here in Barcelona. But I've been coaching for about 20 years or so, and I got my start with CTI way back when coaching wasn't well known in the world. And so we had to answer the question, what do you do? Coaching, what sport? And so there was a lot of training that had to happen way back then. It's a very different world now. And so I've seen the whole evolution of coaching grow from not many people knowing about it, not being very active in many places, to being a global phenomenon, if you will, and really powerful in all kinds of different cultural settings, including corporate settings. And so I've worked with a wide variety of people, from the corporate people, managers, CEOs, to people in our certification program, and artists and entrepreneurs. Those are the people that tend to be attracted to my coaching. I'm a front of the room leader. I've been doing that for 17 years, do it all over the world. I also participate in as a CPL, which is a certification program leader in the certification program, do supervisions. God, what else? I go off and spread the word of CTI and Coactive globally.
Jeez. So what strikes me there, Clark, is a huge bag of experience. Wow. And you travel a lot now for CTI, I mean, literally all over the world, leading courses.
And it's one of the things that I love the most is interacting with the participants in the courses everywhere in the world, the different people, and seeing at the heart when people come into the room and they open up themselves to each other, to really themselves. How powerful that is, and how we create this really important connection and energy that becomes like a beacon. So yeah, I love doing that. I love working with the students in the room.
And Clark, you said you made a sort of a joke about when you first started out, coaching wasn't known, and people used to say, well, what sport do you coach? I mean, over 20 years, I mean, that is almost the life of the coaching industry itself, the professional coach industry. Like, obviously, a lot has changed, but what's kind of, I don't know, I don't know what the right question is. I want to know, like, some insight from you. Like, has it, like, changing in a positive way? What's your outlook on the future of coaching?
The heart of coaching has not changed. It's to help people to become the best that they could be, and to break down barriers, especially internal barriers, like saboteurs and those critical voices that really block us. So at the heart of what coaching is, that's the same. That hasn't changed at all. What has changed is the field's gotten very crowded, if you will, for lack of a better word. There's lots and lots of stuff going on there, so that's very exciting. And another change is it's as any new profession, you figure like CTI is only 25 years old, so it's a fairly young and school, and that also mirrors the start of coaching as a profession, as a modern profession. So you're talking about a young profession, And so the maturity that's come along with that is now we are, lots of people are doing research. So we knew coaching worked way back then, because the results were our clients living better lives and getting more in touch and with themselves and with their internal resources. So we knew that. But now the research that's going on with the neuroscience, with many colleges like Harvard, is now giving the depth and the quantifiable data of why this works, why not only co-active coaching works, but coaching in general. And so that's a maturity in the profession that I see. And that's good news. So for anybody going out into the corporate world, there's information and research and all this data that you can use that substantiates what you're doing as a coach.
And I mean, Clark, am I right in thinking it's still not completely mainstream? However, far more recognized, more and more. I mean, looking at the trends and those ICF surveys that they release, the trend is up. More and more people, public as well as you say, business, corporate, the awareness of coaching benefits and more established ROI, so return on investment, that's growing. And that's only going to help accelerate the industry.
Yeah, totally agree with you, Robin.
Yeah.
And another thing that will that looks, and I don't know if this is a positive or a negative, but it's the regulation. As we get more into businesses and more into schools and more into the mainstream, then government entities start taking a look. And then comes regulation. I don't know. Again, I don't know if that's good or bad news for the industry. That does show the popularity and people are taking interest all over, including governmental entities.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to watch that. So, hey, I'm going to keep us on schedule. Let's dive back into this.
That's your job, Rob.
Thanks, Clark. So, listen, my intro, I know so many of your names on the list. I'm not going to repeat myself because I know you've been on previous webinars. The very short version, I work for CTI full-time now. I'm a part-time coach. I do lots of things for CTI. One of the things is I look after the business units in international regions, so not all of them, but some of them. And I'm very keen on supporting the coaching community, and that's why we're doing more and more of these webinars. I'm inviting in, I don't think any of us like the word expert, but people who are really experienced in this area, kind of experts in their experience, and bringing them in to share that with the alumni. And so far being very well received. So that's my part to play here, and I'm going to help us facilitate this session with Clark. And for all of you lovely participants out there, the chat box you're now familiar with, if something comes up and you want to ask a question, throw it in. If you want to make a comment, a statement, please throw it in, and we'll engage with that. And likewise, we'll ask you questions along the way, and we encourage you to engage, please.
And Robin, do you want the questions to go in the question and answer box or into the chat box?
Yeah, so that's thanks for the prompt. Everyone, you should have a separate Q&A box. And I'd like to put out a request. In the Q&A box, we'll just ask you for one question. If you've come on this session around discovery sessions, what is the one question you want answered or the biggest curiosity you have about discovery sessions? Can you stick that in the Q&A box? Clark and I want that as a reference separately in the Q&A box to make sure that we deliver what you want. And we make sure we hit those questions. We will have space at the end of this webinar to have a bit more of a formal Q&A. But if you could all start as and when you're ready, putting those questions in. And if they come to you during the webinar, you can put them in later as well. That's fine. But other than that, we'll keep most of our dialogue, so to speak, in the chat box. I hope that's clear.
Clear to me.
Okay. So I saw Doreen stick one in already. That's great. Thanks. Okay, let's dive in.
All right. What we're planning to do here in this webinar is not only have a conversation of what a discovery session is, what a discovery session is, and where it fits in the scheme of the coaching relationship, But also, we want to have a conversation of what are some of the elements. And you might remember this from our fulfillment course. I just did a fulfillment course in Amsterdam, so it's really, really fresh. What are some of the approaches and things that you might want to put in the discovery session? And then what I'll do is then I'll move into what I'm looking for in general and do a demo with somebody out there who will do a little bit of role playing as someone who will role play, you're my client, and we'll do a 30-minute discovery session. It might not be, you know, as long as my typical one, but it will get us the idea to have a conversation at the end and answer some of those questions. So that's kind of the idea we have in mind for this webinar.
That's fantastic, Clark, and that's quite different to what we've done before. It's rather than just telling you and giving you a structure, which works, Clark would like to demo with one of you. So please, we're going to be looking in the future soon for a demo client to actually make this real. So if we're hoping some of you will volunteer for that.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would be a strange demo. I'll have to do it with my cat. And then most people don't speak cat. I do.
Not as well as you do. Okay. And we've already got, I see Chloe has already put her hand up for that straight away.
Okay, great. Okay. So let's put this in context of where discovery session fits into the coaching relationship. So what happens is there you are out in the world and you're at your gym or you're at the supermarket or something like that, or you're at a party and then you're talking with somebody. And that would be like, and they ask you, that typical question, hey, so what do you do? And then you say, I'm a coach. And they go, what is that? And then you start to explain it and they seem really interested. And this is where you might go, huh, especially if you're at a party or something, go, hey, if you're really interested, why don't we exchange numbers? And on Monday or something like that, I can give you a sample session. Which would be a shorter session. I think you've had webinars on sample sessions.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Robin. Yeah, and so that sample session is a first meeting, a chance for them to get a sense of you as a coach. And it might even happen, it just by them talking to you, they go, I want that, so I'm going to hire you. You don't even have to give them a sample session. Sometimes that happens. But typically, people want to get a taste of your coaching, and you schedule that. And then at the end of that session, if the connection's there between the two of you, you had a real powerful session and something happened, then you need to ask, hey, do you want to be my client? Or maybe they'll ask you, I'd like to do this. Will you be my coach? Then once the yes has been made, that agreement, and they probably ask you how much you cost, those kinds of things. How do you do this? I live in Singapore. You live in Barcelona. How can we do this? And then you can say, well, we can do this on the telephone or by Skype or something like that. But then, after that decision has been made and a few of those logistical types of questions that typically come up, then you schedule this thing that we're going to talk about called the discovery session. It's a separate, unique session, very distinct from coaching sessions. So, I'll go back to this discovery session because that's what we're going to cover in more detail. So that's what you want to schedule. And what you want to tell your client is, in this discovery session, we're going to lay the foundation of our relationship. We're going to design our alliance. We're going to find out who you are and figure out what your goals are. Okay, so that's what we'll do. And depending upon where they are, I mean, if they're already have some experience, then you might want to schedule something for just an hour. If they don't have a lot of experience in coaching, you might want to schedule a longer session because you're gonna need to uncover discover more things. Okay, so once then you do this discovery session, and then the next step is that's when the regular coaching sessions will begin. However many you design, if you're within a corporate setting, you might have 6 or 8 sessions. If you're with an individual, you might tell them, hey, the process usually takes 3 to 6 months to really for you to get what you're looking for and really know yourself and get in touch with your internal resources. But we can keep looking throughout the coaching relationship to see if it's really working. So anyway, regular ongoing coaching sessions. And then at some point, which is natural in any coaching relationship, there'll be a time for it to end. And so in coaching, just as we start the coaching in a very conscious way, we end the coaching in a conscious way. It's like putting a period on this relationship, a coach between a coach and a client, and not just letting it a thread dangle around. You know, and you know, someone doesn't call somebody and then you wonder what happened to them. No, you say, hey, it's time, you know, I've reached my goals, really had a great time with you and learned a lot. It's time for me to move on, and I've gotten what I can out of the coaching. And then you complete. So it's putting a nice period on things.
Yeah, it's really useful, Clark, just to see the flow of that. I mean, it might sound obvious, but actually it's good to have that structure looking at it. And I might be tapping you up in the future to give us some completion session guidance.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, great.
Because those are really important too, you know, completing well. And there are ways to do that. So, yeah, we're getting ideas for future future webinars.
So I moved on. Is it okay if I move on, Clark?
Yeah.
So I hit there's a template here, and I know we're gonna dive into. I'm just going to sneak ahead quickly. Yeah, we're going to go into this is the template, and now I know you've got some objectives you want to cover.
Yeah. Many of you, since you've been through fulfillment, I think I saw just one person who's going to fulfillment in a couple of weeks. But most of you have been to fulfillment, and you probably have seen this template. And so I just want to touch on this pretty lightly. This is a really useful template to orient yourself to the discovery session and what you want. What are some things that would be useful to include? And so in the middle, you'll see this trust, credibility, relationship, and confidence. That's what you want to create. You want to create a space where the client has trust in what's being created, trust in you as a coach. You have credibility. And so things might come up like, you know, what you're training, what are you doing in life, things that add credibility to you as a coach. The relationship, you want a strong relationship. You want something that you can build on, a really strong foundation that you can build on for the ongoing coaching when the coaching begins. And for them to have you and them both to have confidence that this relationship is something that can grow because it will and can move the client forward. Those are that's the most important thing to remember. You want to create that in the relationship in this discovery session. So with that in mind, you know, how you do it, that's really up to you. But this kind of energy happens, that's really the most important thing. And then we have these other little sections, training the client, you know, on what is coaching and some of the things you'll be doing as a coach, the discovery aspect, discovering their values, maybe doing the visualization of captain and crew, the life purpose, you have the wheel of life, you know, so things like that. This is where you might also bring in 360s. If you are familiar with any assessment, and you have been trained in assessment, you could do that in your discovery session. Or if you're a tarot card reader, bring it in. You know, why not? So this is your discovery session. You get to bring whatever. This is also logistics, you know, the scheduling, the appointment, how much, who calls who, how are you going to do that? Will you meet in person, on the phone? I like a combination of the two. Lots of people come to Barcelona. And so when they're here, we can do a session. Sometimes we can do the discovery session. That's great. If not, over the phone is fine. And then the future is, you know, what are the goals? What are the habits that the client wants to create? Their commitments? What would be their focus and their vision? So again, these are just ideas in general. And it's a great template to use to start to construct your discovery session. And it's all, again, just like in our model, the Designed Alliance creates the container for this to happen.
And it's great, Clark, because we'll be, even at the fulfillment stage, we'll be familiar with some of these terms, obviously, and this thing, and then it'll become even more clear throughout the core curriculum.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then from And then from all those details, we're gonna list out here, I think, two or three key objectives that you hold with your discoveries.
Right, so now we're getting kind of into the way I do it. With this stuff in mind, I keep it simple. So what I'm looking for in general, in a discovery session, I think you can flip to the next slide.
Which one are you seeing? Which slide are you seeing, Clark?
Oh, okay, I'm seeing objective, discover who the client is.
Okay,
that's cool. Yeah. And so here are the, you can throw all three of those out there, because I'll talk about them at the same time. Nate, great. So here's the three basic things that I'm looking for in the discovery session. I'm looking, and when you see when I do the demo, you'll see how I put this out there. But I'm my objective is to discover who the client is. Enough, not everything. You know, you don't have time for everything, but enough to get you going, that you know the client well enough and you know some of the resources of who they are, so that you can pull those things when the coaching begins in the regular coaching sessions. I want to make sure that we've established and clarified what they came for the coaching for. And so many goals may come up, and so I just want to make sure that we have a list of what they are. Yep. Usually they come with those goals. This is why they came to the coaching. They have this in mind. And in the discovery session, other things will emerge. And so that's the dynamic nature of a discovery session, if you ask me, to be in the dance with the client. And things will come up that they didn't even realize was a goal for them. And the last thing I want to make sure that happens is we designed our alliance. So that we have a powerful working relationship. Again, all of this is just to get going, just to lay enough foundation that we know each other, knowing that coaching relationship is a relationship over time, and things will happen in that relationship, and we'll have to look at these things, and we'll maybe redesign the alliance, we'll have to re-clarify the goals, new things we'll discover about the client in the journey. So that's why you want just enough to get you going.
And Clark, there's as you say, I think balancing time. I saw one of the questions from Amanda about what's a good split of time if you had to split it between the sections. But I think balancing time is always going to be really important, because you know that's a lot of stuff to get through in 1 hour. I mean, I'm almost thinking, wow, you probably need 2 hours for that. What's your
and it all depends. If the client has some experience, then for me, I only need an hour or so. Okay. In the discovery session. Mm-hmm. They've had, you know, because they've already, I mean, especially like students who've come through the curriculum, they already know a little bit about themselves. So an hour is sufficient. If people are coming in fresh and they haven't, then you might need more time to do all that, a couple of hours. Now, the ideal balance, it's a great question. I don't have a list of I'm going to start here. We're going to start with the designed alliance, and then you know, spend 10 minutes there, and then we're going to go and discover the client for 30 minutes, and then establish goals for the next 30 minutes. What you're going to see is that these are in the back of my mind, and I enter into a conversation with the client with those in mind, and it happens fluidly as we're moving along in the discovery session. So this is the thing that I want you to pay attention to in the demo, is there. I'm not just kind of checking off a list. I'm actually in dynamic dance with the client, with these things in mind.
And Clark, if the a question from Annie, I'm just going to reword it slightly, is like, the discovery session is different to regular coaching sessions, but if there was a bottom line, like the essence of your style, your approach, what's the key difference in you when you're leading a discovery session versus regular coaching?
This is really, it's really great. That's a great question. There are two distinctions with the discovery session versus the coaching session. One is that the coach actually has agendas in the discovery session. Just as I said, these objectives are there. That's an agenda that I'm having, right? As a coach, I want to know what your goals are. So I'm putting that agenda. It's not like the client wants it too, But that, you know, so there are certain things, there are certain agenda pieces that the coach puts into this particular session that they want to get out of it for their use as a coach in the ongoing coaching sessions. The other thing is when things come up, such as, you know, let's say someone, you know, they clarify their goal and they want to change their job or something like that. I'm just using that as an example. What would be different in a discovery session is we wouldn't go into coaching like, what does that look like? What would be your ideal job? We wouldn't start the coaching here. We would just go, okay, so can I put that down as a goal? And then we can prioritize your goals when the coaching session start, just based on what you know, we've come up with. But we don't go into the coaching. We don't coach these things because that happens. This is why this is it's a separate session, because we're not doing coaching to get at a specific goal when the goals come up. We're just looking to clarify them.
And Clark, that must be the discipline on that, is to ensure that you actually cover the discovery session. Otherwise, you could spend half an hour coaching around that one goal.
Absolutely. So that's what happens. And that's why it's really clear to make that distinction so that you can move on and move the session along.
Yeah, great. Okay, great. Okay, and speaking of moving on, watching the clock, because we want to dive into a demo.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a real fast one, as it turns out.
Well, you know, a good 20, let's see what you can cover in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
For a demo. Now, Chloe, you were the first one to dive in there and say you'd love to do the demos. Does that still stand? I'm going to go and find Chloe. Yes, please. So Chloe, I'm going to do what's a technical feature thing here that says, I'm going to make you, promote you to panelist. This is a
fun. Chloe, you've been promoted. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Now, Chloe, we are going to test your audio. And if your audio is fine, great. If it's not great, then we might have to change you out. But let's check. So, Chloe, say hello.
Hello.
Can I say that again?
Hello.
Oh, I got you there, Clark. Is that clear enough for you?
Yeah, it's getting a little loud. You might have to talk just a little bit louder, but it might actually get louder as you start talking.
How is that now?
I can hear it. Is it low for other people? I think that's where I'm more concerned.
Chloe, it's nice and clear. The volume is a little bit lower, so maybe either closer to your computer or a microphone or something like that. But I'll leave it up to you and Clark to go.
Okay. So Robin, let me know when I'm in about 15 minutes, so then I can start to talk faster and see if I can squeeze in a half an hour and 5 minutes by talking really fast.
Okay, I'll do that.
Now I'm nervous.
It's my sense of humor, Chloe. I got a wicked sense of humor.
Yeah.
So, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for being my demo client here in this. And the only thing, just know that we're role-playing. That's the only bit. Otherwise, I want you to be your Chloe Walton self.
Okay.
But we're role-playing. I'm the coach, you're the client, and we've made this agreement to work together. That decision's already been made. You've agreed to pay my 1 million pound fee per lifetime. And... Yeah, it's epic. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. But we've agreed to be in this relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. So Chloe, again, thank you. And this is a discovery session, and in this session, I have a few objectives. And one of my objectives is to learn as much as I can about you so that we can get started in the coaching that will take place, you know, down the road next week or whenever we schedule it. I also want to design our alliance and find out what you're wanting from the coaching, what your goals are. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's all great. Do you want me to start with what I'm
Yeah, hold on. And what do you want? If there was something you could take away, because you also will get something here. What do you want?
So an understanding of what coaching is.
Uh-huh.
And I guess what it will look like at the end.
Uh-huh.
and also help.
Okay. So, by the way, I'm taking notes. If I take a break and you hear my pen going, I am going to take notes about this so that at the end of this session, I can send you the notes that I took, because values will be there, the key points of the relationship and things like that. And I just want you to know that, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. And so understanding what coaching is and what it will look like at the end is something that you want.
Yes, please.
At the end of, you mean the end of our relationship, at the end of coaching, or the end of this session?
I think at the end of coaching. So what can I expect? What should I be expecting it to look like when I'm done?
Okay.
It's part of what's understanding what coaching is.
Okay, cool. And what's your, what is your experience with coaching?
I actually had life coaching years ago as part of a job, but I'm now realizing that was career coaching, I think. This is now my first experience into what it will look like for me as a whole person.
Ah, okay. So you've had a little bit of experience with coaching and you know a little bit about yourself.
Yes, but I want to refresh all that. That was 20 years ago.
Oh, that's wow.
Sounding old.
Welcome back. The coaching, yeah. So great. So there'll be some things we might have to do another session, because we might not get to all of it, but that I would do some visualizations, because there are some resources to get you in touch with things that we'll use in the future, but it also will come out in our coaching session. So we might not need to do that here. Let's just see how that goes.
Okay.
So Chloe, let's go on a little journey together.
Right.
And this journey is to you. And I'm going to be listening for values and things like that and pointing things out and see what comes. But take me first to some highlights of your life. Like when you look back on your incredible life, what are some things that pop out in it?
Okay. I'm going to start on a more of a career, I guess, path, which is a highlight of my life is when I sat in my dad's office when I'd failed my A-levels and still got myself into university by sitting on the phone and ringing anybody that would have me. So that for me was could have gone either way. I could have.
There's a persistence in you, I hear that.
Yeah, and so
we can count. We can count on you're going to be persistent and to go get through things, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
So is that a strength? Is that a something you know about you?
It wasn't, but I like it.
Well, I heard that because you hear you where you failed, right? But then you went around and called to make sure you got in somewhere.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
And that was early on in your life.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's still there. That stuff doesn't go away.
No.
So it's hidden a little bit, but it's still there.
And you've made me smile saying that.
Yeah. So persistence. So what else? What else is within that story?
So my another couple of highs are qualifying as an accountant, and getting to sort of director level in a retailer in the UK. So they're my career highs.
Wow. So there's lots of achievement. There's, I'm hearing values of learning, growth, development,
yep.
Persistence,
yep.
Achievement.
Yep. And what I hear in all of those words is now missing is the piece that's very important to me, which is family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
The support that I've had to enable me to do all of that.
Yeah, you did mention that you were in your dad's office when that first thing happened. You got the first word, and I get that he's really supported you.
Yes, and my mother has too.
And your mother as well. Great. And so in terms of the family, are they still allies, or who are your allies? Because allies are really important as you go forward in life. Who are the allies? Right? Mom and dad, are they still allies?
Yeah, absolutely. Mom especially.
Uh-huh.
My husband is phenomenal.
What's his name?
Jim.
Jim?
Yep.
Jim. Okay, and your mother and father, what are theirs name?
Rob and Felicity.
Rob and Felicity. Wow, who else? Who are sort of allies that you can call on that we might call on in the coaching?
I've actually got a big group of very, I've got a decent group of very close friends. Uh-huh. So, Claire is my absolute best friend. We've been through everything all our lives together. Uh-huh. I've got business people as well that I'm still very close to. My current business partners. Uh-huh. So yes, lots.
Yeah, lots. And so how do you use this network of people?
I use them a lot. I have a lot of coffees. I have a lot of coffees. I like connecting with people. I like hearing about them as much as using them to support me.
So connection is important to you, and really maintaining relationships is something that's important.
It's really important. Uh-huh. And learning about what other people do and experience as well. And that's what's got me into coaching.
Uh-huh. And so I'm hearing you want to do something with it.
Yes. So my actual challenge is I'm terrible at spinning too many plates.
Uh-huh. I have this image, you know, of you know, those people with sticks in their own plates, or you know, and then you've got like I see like 10, I don't know why, but
yeah, and possibly even more. And I love every book I read is an opportunity, and everyone I speak to is a potential opportunity, and it's got too much.
Uh-huh.
I think all of my plates are falling.
So you're seeing the impact of when you got too many plates there.
Yeah.
So in terms of a goal for us in the coaching, what would that be?
I don't want to be too vague, but it is just clarity in what to do next.
Uh-huh.
Like which plate is it that I should be, or which selection of plates?
Okay, clarity about what to do next and selection of plates. So getting really clear on what you're spinning, which ones need to keep going, or you want to keep going.
Yeah.
And which ones you can let go or do something.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're two different things, which is, it is okay to let some of them smash.
Uh-huh.
And then it's okay to say, because there's a double-edged sword with, obviously, some of the plates need to have money on.
right. Okay, so I'm putting that down in the goal category.
Okay.
Right, as something that, you know, again, when I'm finished with this, I'll send it to you, and then you can clarify and you know, add to, take away, whatever, and then we can prioritize when we start the coaching what you want to start working on.
Perfect.
Okay. What else is it that you came? What else would you like to get out of the coaching?
So a really specific thing, which actually you mentioned earlier in the webinar, you know that introduction when you meet someone in a bar and they say, what do you do?
Yeah.
I still struggle with knowing what to call myself.
Ah. So you, as a goal, you want to find out what to call yourself.
Yes, please.
I love it because that's so open.
Well, I've got amazing ideas.
Uh-huh. Tell me one of them. Tell me one of these ideas.
I'll be your thinking partner.
You'll be my what?
Thinking partner.
Thinking partner. Uh-huh.
But you then get met occasionally with a totally blank face. And you think, yeah, and now I'm going to have to explain what that is.
God, that's intriguing. You know, you are mystery too. There's a powerful, mysterious part of you that I'm hearing.
I like that.
Yeah, but is it true? I mean, I'm just picking this up by the way you did that, you know?
It's more floundering. I like the idea of it being mysterious.
You're playful as well. So there's a playfulness to you, you know, and a real danceability with you.
Yeah.
So this thinking partner is part of what we can explore when we get to this question of what to call yourself, you know?
Yeah, perfect.
What else come? What are some of these other ideas?
oh God, I've got hundreds. So I've got, where do I start? So I'm involved with a business in reverse mentoring.
Uh-huh.
Going into organizations at a senior level and getting them mentored by junior or female or diverse members of their own businesses.
Uh-huh.
I want to open that up to cross company so that you're not only reverse mentored. So that's mentoring, and reverse mentoring is one piece.
Is that a want to do? Is that?
That's a, I currently am doing it, and it
you are doing
grow.
It.
Yep, and it could grow.
And you do you want it to grow? Is that a goal to grow this kind of thing? Because it sounds really great, but you know, it's you. God,
I'd love to. I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to have a reverse.
Okay, so can I put that down as like to look at that and see how this connecting people and organizations to mentors and things like that is a and how to grow that as a goal?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the instant saboteur that comes up is, but hold on, you're meant to be coaching and you're doing, because I'm doing certification in January.
So,
have I got enough time to do both?
Right. Okay. So you're aware of your saboteurs?
Oh, yes. I've got lots of them.
Oh, okay. We can have a party.
I was going to say, which one would you like to meet first?
So which is the most, the strongest one that shows up, you know, all the time, it seems?
I haven't got a name for it, but it is the one that is constantly alerting me to the pressure of time.
Yeah.
You can't do everything.
So that's the message. You can't do everything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So we're on the lookout for this one.
Yep.
As well. I'm also aware of the time now that we've, you know, spoken about time and all that. And there's always some questions that you were wanting to get at too. I actually have a lot of stuff in this 15 or so minutes we've been talking. So how do you want, what do you want in a coach? This is kind of our design now. Moving into a little bit of design piece, there's a lot more we can get into, absolutely. But in terms of design, what do you need, what do you want as from a coach?
We're at 15.
Okay, thanks, Robin.
So I want chats to be challenged, but in a safe way, meaning take me to the places that I need to go, but don't leave me there on my own.
Okay. So you want me to be directive and challenging, but never like cut the cord.
No. Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Okay. Great. And then you will in this alliance, you will let me know when you're feeling like I've either just abandoned you or I'm not challenging you enough or something like that, because you know, right? Like,
yeah.
You know when you're cheating yourself, right?
Yes. Yeah, when it's easy.
Yeah, when it's easy. That's a good, because you like challenge.
I do like challenge.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that down as a value. Challenge. You challenge yourself in a lot of your life, and you've challenged, and you want to continue to challenge yourself. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
So great. I'll put that down as a value. What else? What else do you need? You said understanding of what coaching is. How can I help you with that?
I think. I do understand what coaching is. I think it's about. I'm a process-driven person, so I think one of the things about coaching is, like, what are the steps? What are the stages? And I'll be honest with you, the reason I'm asking you this is because a client has asked me that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So the people that you work with, or that I've worked with, who come from especially a business mind, tend to come with a what are the 10 steps and... You know, am I going to finish with a certificate and a workbook after?
Right. So it's very linear, left brain.
Exactly.
In a lot of ways. Yeah. So here's my answer. And so I'll this, and then you can work with it, you know, but here's what I tell people, at least what I'm about when people are working with me, I am coaching is the use of a person, a coach, to help you get in touch with your most powerful resources and get the most you can out of your life, whether it be your work life, your home life, your, you know, whatever, you know, but I want you to come from your most powerful you in that and get you connected to that. That's a kind of a way I begin with it. And then obviously that's, woo, you know, but what does that do for you when I just say it that way? I think it's less left brainy.
Yeah, I get that. And then my another saboteur says, but do people understand what their own resources are? And I know not yet, because they haven't had coaching, but Right. Yeah, what does that, I guess, mean?
So for instance, one of the things early on looked at persistence as a value, and you really like that, you know, and that's one thing I heard with the way you are, or it could be dedication or commitment, but all those things are somewhere in there about you. And so that's a resource that we can develop as we get further into the relationship, and then you will have access to that.
Great.
As well as, you know, lots of other resources.
Cool. That sounds good.
Yeah. And so at the what we can expect at the end, we'll look at these goals. Let's say in three or so, you know, I don't know how, we'll definitely take stock every month. Where are we? And if we need to redesign and do things. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And then in 3 months, let's stay in this relationship for 3 months, unless it's really not working, and then see where we are in terms of your goals to start seeing, you know, because the goals give us a direction, right? Okay. And that's what we can expect at the end, is that you're getting more clarity. You'll have your what to call yourself.
Yeah.
Are you closer to it, you know, and growing, you know, these are the three things we have so far anyway.
Perfect.
Yeah. We can take a look at that. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's great.
So anything else? I know this was quick. It's a lot, I'm going a little bit quicker through this. And I typically, again, I would do an hour and really dig into a lot of your past and those highlights and lowlights and things like that. But anything else just to wrap this up for today?
How much homework or outside of the sessions do you see me doing?
That's entirely up to you, because you have the ability to say yes, no to any requests that I make. You want to be challenged, so I'll make requests. And then you get to put it into your life, because you're the one living your life. I can't tell you what you can fit into your life or not and how much you want to do. You're the one who does that. But my job is to not hold you small, but the things that you say you want to make changes on, to make those requests and challenges, and then you get to decide what you're going to do.
Okay.
How much homework you want.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. Perfect.
All right. So thank you for being my demo in this shorter condensed. Hopefully we hit the, for everybody else, we've kind of hit the highlights of what we needed to hit, so they could get a sense of a possible approach to discovery session.
Thank you so much, Chloe, for volunteering and diving in.
No worries.
Thank you. And Clark, you know, what really stood out for me was how you didn't get hooked on one thing and then start coaching it or dive in. And that's what we were talking about before. And that really was like, wow, you need that discipline to just go, okay, let's put that down. What next?
Yep. Yeah. It's really important, that, especially when you're in the place of the goals. So you just want to put it down, clarify it enough, you know, that you have a sense, they have a sense, and make sure there's agreement. That the client is, yeah, I do want you to put that down as a goal. I am working for that. Or no, you heard that. No, it's not really that important. You don't know. But we want to clarify it and just put it down there and then move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to see what the next slide was. It was around questions. So I think this is, and Clark, well done, Clark, for dancing in such a short period of time, because I know it's a 2-hour session that you tried to give an example in 20 minutes. And I think in the next 5 minutes, guys, because we're on our time and this is an hour-long webinar, we certainly won't answer all the questions, and I will commit to following up with Clark after this webinar, just him and I, and have an audio recording of our answering some of the questions we don't get to and sharing that with you. But what can we, let's help design with Clark and I now. What's the best use of this next 5 minutes? What are the, there's a few questions in the box we can address, Clark. And did anything come up in the webinar and the demo, Clark, that you wanted to highlight or bottom line? Oops.
We've got questions.
Yeah, just looking at the questions there. Guys in the chat box, just let us know you're still with us. Give us impressions and maybe a question that came up. Yeah, that's interesting. Did you see the question from Marlene about how do you introduce captain and crew if it's the first time?
Yeah, so this again is one of the questions you would start off with is what is their experience with coaching? And if they've been through co-active coaching, like many of my people are in certification, and so they are. So those tools have already been established. So that's good news. Now, if they haven't, if they don't have a lot of experience, then there's more training that's involved. So then you're going to have to go, still with the same approach, I want to discover more about my client, and I have these techniques to get at some of your internal resources. One of them is called what we call captain and crew, my purpose. And so in the discovery session, you're putting that out there, that this is what you're going to be doing with them, to get at the beginning of knowing and them knowing some of these internal resources. So you've got to train them, in other words.
Yeah. And that can take time, depending on the client, right?
Absolutely. And so when you're training someone, what's really important is that you, as a coach, believe in it. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to go there. It's not going to seem authentic. These tools are really powerful. The captain and the crew, like purpose, values, all these things are very, very powerful tools. And so your work with them personally is really going to pay off when you're working with clients anywhere. Because if you believe in them, you know they work, and you're connected to them, that's part of your presence as a coach. You come out more confident.
And I'm going to link two questions here, one from Amanda, one from Anastasia about values. Amanda acknowledges you, Clark, and how you continuously mine for values in the discovery, right?
Yeah.
And in the beginning...
I'm making a list.
Yeah.
As we go.
And in the beginning, it almost seemed like a surprise for Chloe in the beginning. She was like, oh, yeah, resilience, okay. And I noticed how you kind of underlined it. You really made a point of going, but it's still there in you. So it reminded me that don't take for granted that the client knows their value or values.
Yeah, and don't and also don't forget you can ask your client, so what are your values? Mm. And get a whole bunch just like that because they know. Mm. They know a few. There are, you know, I'm just listening all the time on what people are talking about and what's important. So I'm listening underneath all that so I can name those values, bring them out.
Yeah. And if you had enough time, I mean, Anastasia asked a question about fitting it all in. Would you, she said, what's the benefit between doing values and visualizations in a discovery session versus giving separate coaching sessions dedicated to those topics, those items?
Yeah. As much as you can do in the discovery session to know the client is really helpful. And you can save things for later. You don't have to do it all because it could be a little bit of overkill. Imagine doing the captain visualization and then going and doing all those life visualizations. You might get exhausted. You might get an exhausted client. So you might save some of that stuff for, you know, later. Just when they come up, go, hey, I've got another tool if you'd like to get in touch with your life purpose because it sounds like we're here now. I got some visualizations. Do you want to try a client? You know, and so you can space it out because I think in one session you could tire a client out with that stuff.
Yeah. Marine asks, is it absolutely necessary to have a proper discovery session?
I think it contributes greatly to the foundation building of a relationship, because this is stuff that comes up that you can really focus on getting these resources out. Could you do coaching without this? Yeah, because you're always going to be listening for what's important and these things are going to come out. And goals, you always have to create an agenda. You have to ask the client what's their agenda in every session. So that's going to come out. But here it kind of puts it all in one nice place to get going, so that you can draw on this stuff. And I do, this is what I write down, and then I have a folder for my clients, and I'm looking at this stuff as the coaching is going on, and it really gives us a starting point, a good starting point.
Okay, thank you, Clark. One last question before we have to wrap this up. The notes you take during the discovery session and considering all the items you're looking at, do you share those notes with your clients?
Even when we're walking in a park or something like that, I got my little notepad and they see me taking notes. But I tell them I'm taking notes so that I can remember, and then I'll write it all up and I will send it to them.
Okay, so you do send, you commit to sending it on.
Yeah, and so the reason why I do it, not my client, is because I want them just to be in the free flow, and because I can hold that screen of taking notes and listening to them at the same time, and even stop them and go, let me capture that, make sure I capture that. But I want them just to stay in the flow and not have to stop and write things down. So I do that in the discovery session, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Clark, listen, really appreciate your time on this webinar. We want to manage time, and we see one or two people have had to go already. We've just gone past the top of the hour, and just want to thank you, Clark, for your time and your input, and thank you to the audience for all your great questions and engagement, and Chloe, of course, for you being the demo client.
Yeah, and thank you, Robin, for holding the space and moving us along.
Yeah, that's been great. And we'll have Clark back again. I think there's a few topics emerging from just this one session that we could dive into a bit more deeply. And watch out for notifications of future topics. And we wish you all a wonderful weekend ahead.
Take care, everyone.
And we'll share the recording of this session off within the next day or two. Take care, everyone. Thanks, Clark.
Thank you. Thanks, Robin.